their feet.
Don't hardly touch the ground.
Look at them smiling as they knew one another and they
never would come down.
Turn around.
Hold me.
See. Introduce yourself to whichever of me is nearby. Looks behind your eyes, you're laughing at me, and I'm stuck in with all instructions that I can't see to
steer by.
Stick around. Fading out like a ray of vision that I'm thinking about, but I can't hear. Who gets breakfast? Who gets the lunch?
Who gets to be the boss of this bunch who was
here?
Turn me. See.
see you. And we know where we are this time. Napa. Duh. Every place else we get bad wine. So we know when we're here. Wine's good. Yeah, okay, it's great. Okay. Worship? Is that what I'm supposed to sing? Okay. So this is a creepy old song, really old. You probably won't like it.
Thank you.
just a bunch of old crap. Okay, I admit it. It's probably going to turn into a great night. You're right. Wow. Unbelievable. Get to do it again. Oh, well. So, thank you. You know, see, he sounded to me like he said, I ate a something pimento. It's okay, trust me, we'll get to it. So, we used to have a band together. James, that's James, there on the keyboard. That's Jeff there with the guitar. We used to have a band together called CPR. That yell, that was the 1% about the record. CPR, of course, stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. The guy wearing the CPR shirt in the front row. It's a good band. We didn't do it for the money. But we did make some of the best music I think I've ever been a part of. This is one of my most favorite songs from it. It's called At the Edge.
Stand at the edge of a very great fall.
chance and sing a brand new song.
Woo!
And they were like, I've been doing this since like 1892, right? Then in all of those bands, I was the one that wrote the weird shit. I'm fully like cognizant of that.
Yeah.
Just trying to check, you know, don't need to surprise anybody.
I think I found my way. I think I found my way.
saying, I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, but I made like 4 records in the last 4 years. That doesn't make any sense. They don't pay us for streaming, so it's like a... Thank you, man. Buy them live.
Say something old!
Think what it should, what she said.
Say something old!
Old. Okay. So we're going to have to work out the rules here. I've got the microphone. Which means I win. Here's an old song for you. I'll do exactly what you want. Now, here's the thing about this song. I have sung this song probably 2,000 times. I have never sung it the same twice. Ever. That is not because I am a jazz genius. It's because I can't remember how I sang it last time. That's the benefits of age. This is, see it right here. This is how age can really work for your art. You know, what you got. Do lots of new stuff. Boy, you look familiar. So, how this works is, we don't know what's going to happen. Which is okay. They're all jazz players anyway. Yeah. Fuck it, go for it, Dave. I don't care. So, just cross your fingers. Rub your wife's cheek. Something for luck.
When I'm here.
circle endlessly, and I see in silent harmony. We both shall be First of all, everybody in this band, they all have their own bands. They all make records, they all write, they all sing, they all... They've all been doing it for a long time. Everybody here's put in the 10,000 hours. So here's the thing about our records, and when you get them off of streaming, which I know everybody loves because it's really convenient and it's cool and everything, but it fucks us in the butt. Because we don't pay us. It's like you did your job, whatever your job is, for 4 weeks, and they give you a nickel. You'd be pissed. I'm pissed. So it's kind of like that. So we have our stuff out here. And if you buy it here, we get the money. The reason I bring it up is because we're all trying to make the rent. It's not star time here. We're working musicians. It's time for you to know who these musicians are. So, was it something I said? Or? Just kidding. On your left, playing keyboards, singing, this is Miss Michelle Willis. She's in both of the bands. We're in the Lighthouse band also together. We like singing together. There's also another side issue, which is that her mom likes us, and her mom still lives in Toronto. And her mom said that if things don't get better, we could all move there and live in a garage. I think it's getting to be a more popular sentiment. Anyway, so next to Michelle is our drummer. His name is Mr. Stephen DeStanislaus. My favorite drummer in the world, and I play with most of the good ones. And I'll tell you a story about Stevie, good story. He was playing with Nationally in London, and he's been working in every band I could get him in for a while. We were in London, and David Gilmour came, because he's been a friend for a while. I'm not. Too bad he can't plug it. And he comes, and he says, well, I have three things to tell you. And he says, one, that was lovely. That's quite a good set. Very good. Secondly, I've got a song I want you to sing on. It's called On an Island. You're going to like it. It's lovely. And thirdly, I'm stealing your drummer. And he fucking did. Which, you know, we all want to see each other do well, all of us support each other as much as we possibly can. And we like seeing Stevie, you know, this has been like, how many years have you been playing? 10? 12 now? 12 years? And it's okay, we don't mind waiting while he plays to 195,000 people in the Coliseum. We're not jealous. The best thing is, he still comes back and plays with us. Next to him is our baby. Trick me! You guys are trying to trick me! Next to him is our bass player. Her name is Mrs. My Lease. Great story there, too. Two of our friends, Bob Glob and Greg Lease, were in Stockholm, walking around on the other side of the river in the old town there. And you go over there, you know, like buy a sweater or get some fish or something. And they hear somebody just playing the shit out of a Fender bass. It's a very distinctive sound. You know what it is. You know? They follow it up one little cobblestone street up the other until they find this pretty lady standing in there doing something we've all done, which is busking. You play the street and you pass a hat. Only she's like, masterclass. Really good. And they're going, wait, this doesn't compute. How? That's not the best part of the story. The best part of the story is that Greg Lease, one of those two men, who's one of the best musicians I know in the world, fell madly in love with her at that moment, and they just got married. Which brings us to a very important guy. Keyboard player, our record producer, band leader, my best writing partner in my life, Mr. James Raymond. I'm very proud of him also because he's my son. To him is the large guy with the guitar. This is Mr. Jeff Pivar. I was at a place in Ohio called Blossom, and I was like three floors down, I heard somebody way in the distance playing melody, not guitar licks, but melody. So I followed it up to the stage, just like they followed her bass, and that's who I found right there. Next one. When we all compare notes about everybody that we've played with, and we've all played with a lot of people, Jeff always wins. Every time. He says, well, that's nice, but I was Ray Charles's guitar player. End of game, right there. Greg Charles is the guy that I think was the best singer ever of anybody. So, he's a hero to us. Just played with a lot of people. Are you telling me I should shut up? Again? Oh, that's what it is. Oh, hell yeah. Why not?
Down the line.
take a break. I heartily recommend you go outside, have a glass of wine, smoke a joint. Come on back in.
See you the next quiet.
try it because it's like so naughty. Actually, it's kind of suspicious that you asked for it. Probably means you're a pervert. That's what they said about me. They said, obviously, if you write a song like that, you're definitely. You're probably right. Check it out. She just asked for Guinevere. We already played it. Good to know I made an impression. Okay.
Curved air.
Curved air. Curved air. Oh, very good. That's a much more sophisticated thing to yell. That song's so crazy. You know what it's about? It's about an explosion. And all that flamenco guitar and curved air, that's all him. He's a sneaky fucker. Runs in the family. So this is a song that I particularly love. I wrote these words to my wife, Jan, who I've been now, we've been together 42 years. Get it, stay with it. Jesus Christ. Seems so simple. I love this song very much. It's called Breathless.
Hold each other up to stand the fall.
be no more talking. We have your relatives in the back. No more talking. They're going to play rock and roll and you will enjoy it. So the next song, it's hard. It's hard, not because it's hard to play, but because of where it comes from. Comes to a really bad part of my life. I was a junkie, you guys all know that. It doesn't get any lower than that, truthfully, unless you're dead. Somehow, I got lucky. Somehow I wound up here. I'm very grateful. But this song comes from near the end of it. Real bad. And I was hiding in somebody's house near where I live now, Santa Barbara. And my friend Jackson came over, and he was worried about me. And I showed him the words to this song. And he said, "Cross, these are good. You need to finish this." And what he wasn't saying was I hadn't been writing, and we both knew why. And they were good. They were good words. And we thought, maybe this is like a signal of a change, which we both thought would be a great thing. So he said, "Cross, you got to finish it. You need to finish this right now. I'll just do it right now, right here. Let's just do it." And I said, "Well, I can't. I don't have a piano." He said, "Get in the car." And he drove me over to Warren Zevon's house. They only made one of those. What a great guy. Yeah. Anyway, Warren had a piano. He wasn't there, but he had a piano. And Josh sat me down at the piano. He said, "Listen, you can just finish it. You're right on the edge of it. I mean, come on. It's really, he was really trying to be a cheerleader and get me going and get me to finish it." And I, like junkies do, I said, "Oh, yeah, sure, no problem." About a half hour later, I wanted to go get loaded. And I started to get up, and he said, "Cross, come on, man. Just do it." And a great thing happened. I did it. Thank you, Jackson. It's a song, it's a real important song in my head and in my life. It's a song about choice and chance and how those two things dance with each other, mix, out on the Delta.
Thank you.
made of dreams. Thoughts like scattered leaves. Slowly they fall to the stream. Is this river old? Believe me, he's crazy for thee. River seems green light in the daytime. Someone keeps making you sleep. This song comes from back so long ago. We had little black and white TVs. One year is trying to come. It's so great. I was watching one of our presidents. One I liked. Surprise, surprise. And his name was Dwight David Eisenhower. And he was a Republican. But he was also a five-star general. Pretty much won our war in Europe for us. He's a very brave man. But the bravest thing I saw him do, and the thing that stuck in my head and will be forever, is the thing he did right near the end of his term in office as president. He, in the Oval Office, on TV, it's still there, you can look it up on the net, said, "Beware of the military-industrial complex." I, of course, said, "What's a military-industrial complex?" And simple as shit. Corporations got so big they could buy our Congress. And they did. You can get a congressman for like the price of a Cadillac. It's not hard. They're cheap. Senators got a little more. The thing is, my parents, my dad fought for it, and my mom believed in it, and it meant something to us. So they taught me that it was a great idea, and I studied it a lot, and I think it is a good idea. Democracy does work if you work it. I wish we still had it. But if I had a magic wand, I could just, bam, different guy in the White House. Or, almost even better and much funnier, bam, Mitch McConnell's a real turtle. Things are definitely worse now than they were when I wrote it. He nearly spat up his wine. Well, it's funny, it just really is. And it's also not funny at all. So, what I do is here's the thing. It's worse now, but I like singing the song.
Yeah.
And I like to think that they don't like me singing the song, so I'm fucking gonna sing it. I'm in charge. Yay! No. Fuck no. Just watching this lady texting. I'd love to do it. That's embarrassing. Better when they've got it shining in their face and they don't realize that it's shining in their face. They're all lit up and you go, you. You go, oh. This next song, I had to beg Michelle Willis to sing. Because, and I was going to get down on my knees, but I can't get back up. That's funnier, right? It's almost true. I need a help. We all asked her to do it because we love how she sings. And she wrote this, and it's, you explain it to her. I don't get to sing.
Sorry. Hi.
Hi.
Nice. So this song we recorded on David's last record called Hear If You Listen by the Lighthouse Band. Anyone know that one? Yeah. If you don't know it, it's out there. It's out there. And it's kind of about the fact that sometimes you get ugly feelings and you just gotta let it go. And it's not really about anybody that I'm going to mention right now, but it's more about that feeling. And Janet was a name that starts with J. Into her hands, and she swears she didn't.
Morning Show.
Thank you. fair wind.
Sing it loud enough for him to hear it in Washington.